This article is on anger ownership. One of my friends is a mother of five. She can keep me entertained for hours with stories about her kids. This one is my favorite. Bill, the husband, came home and found a bicycle in the driveway. He had repeatedly told the kids not to leave the bicycle there. But as you might expect, this happened. And on one of those days, when Bill's work had been extremely exhausting and non-productive, and he had yelled at an employee and felt guilty, on that day, he had little patience to find the correct child that had left the bicycle in the driveway and explain once again how easily their bike could have been run over. Without discovering the bicycle's owner, he just started yelling at the first kid he ran across. He railed about how bicycle rules were to be obeyed in this house. The child, feeling falsely accused, found another sibling on which he could dump his anger. That child, in turn, went and punched child number three, and so it went until the last child to receive the original anger kicked the dog. This is pretty much how we often deal with frustrations. We dump them on some unsuspecting soul who then feels angry about the interaction and dumps their feeling onto someone else. A dog may not be the end recipient, but the unfairness of the anger's lineage will still be the same. Had Bill owned his anger at its origin while he was at work, he still might have been disturbed to have a child break a rule. Or had the event of a broken rule stood alone, its impact would not have gone through five kids and a dog. And just as was the case with Bill, those closest to us often unjustly bear the brunt of our anger. I'm not implying that Bill should have yelled at his employee, but instead, had he given himself some alone time to discover what missing quality had caused the anger, he maybe could have gone back to his employee and talked about how that quality could be brought into the future. Anger can have a purpose that is non-destructive, but we have to learn how to use it so that we can find the quality our heart wants us to claim. Of course, you have that quality already. You just aren't realizing it in that moment. However, spiritual growth is about expanding the heart qualities that we have. And since anger can be a huge distraction in the spiritual growth business, it's wise to learn how to own it. Did that strike any chords for you?
Yes. I've started to realize a lot of times that the anger that's around me, that I interpret as at me, is really happening in their life. And I haven't... Now, I'm on the other side of it, but I struggle with what to do then. When you realize, you can actually realize that, hey, this isn't about me. I'm just kind of the first kid that gets seen. What do I do in that situation to keep from kicking the dog?
You know, if we really realize that no one can make us angry, then... we don't have to feel guilty about being angry because nobody has or mad at them for making us angry or that we responded incorrectly to the situation or all that. But we all do have anger. And unfortunately, we believe that the outside has made us angry.
Right.
And it really can't. It's our anger because we are not claiming whatever quality in our heart that needs to be claimed at that moment to fill that space. But if we can do an exchange, then that really helps to solve the problem. Hmm. Had Bill realized that with his employee, what really needed to happen, I know the situation and you don't, was the employee didn't think there was good communication going on. Hmm. And he was asking for it. Well, Bill took it as a criticism that he wasn't being a good boss.
Right.
So he got angry. But if he could look at the qualities he brought to being the boss and explain, this is the quality I bring, how would you like to see that? Then the anger would have had a place to go. But what we tend to do is feel guilty about the anger and just reactive in that anger and dump it.
Mm-hmm.
instead of saying, okay, this is mine and it's here because I need a replacement and the replacement is already here. I just need to find it.
Right. That is so good. Even just that people can't make us angry. That is a big step.
Yeah.
And we need to hear that.
Yeah. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.